This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey there, everybody. I'm Wes Wyatt, and you are listening to the Market You First podcast. And boy, I got to tell you, today is a great one. And that is, I want you to go through and just kind of embrace the idea of beyond the time clock, you know, redefining your work life, a side hustle success where you're breaking free of traditional work hours. And today is a very fitting day because even though I am trying to keep things evergreen, I'm just going to let you know today is Sunday. And today is a day where you start to get that case of like the Monday morning blahs. And what I mean by that is, you know, you have to go to work tomorrow. And, you know, because of that, it kind of makes Sunday not feel so great, you know, so it's just one of those things that, you know, if you're not doing something that you love, you just kind of, you know, get those weird feelings from it. So what I'm here to do to talk to you about today is, you know, if you catch yourself watching a clock or counting down to Friday, you know, today we're going to be talking about breaking free of that mindset, that 9-to-5 mindset, and why entrepreneurship might just change your entire relationship with time. So, you know, here's something interesting. Studies show that entrepreneurs often work more hours than traditional employees. You know, but here's the twist. They will report significantly higher job satisfaction. And the reason is because you're building something you love, and it takes time to a whole different meaning. You know, so let's explore what really changes when you break free from traditional work mindsets. So, you know, number one, you become the time master. Okay. So, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you don't punch a time clock. You design your schedule around your peak productivity and life needs, or, you know, whatever's going on. You know, so maybe you're a night owl who does your best work after sunset, or you're an early bird who crushes goals before dawn. The power to choose is yours. Second, you know, work becomes purpose driven. So instead of watching minutes tick by, you know, where you watch that clock that seems like it never moves, you're going to find yourself losing track of time in the best way possible. So, you know, while you're building something meaningful, every hour invested feels like progress, not just time served. So your energy flows into creating value, not counting down to the weekend. You know, there's that working for the weekend song, by Loverboy. And people do that, you know. So the third thing, every day becomes Friday. So remember that Friday feeling at 5 o'clock or whenever you would get off, that burst of energy or the excitement that you'd feel, you know, that weekend was here and, you know, you're passionate about work. You can experience any day of the week that same feeling. You know, your satisfaction comes from achievement and growth, not from escaping, you know, a daily grind. I always say that you want to have a life, you know, that you don't need to take a vacation from. Okay, that's when you're truly happy. But, you know, just think about this. You know, I'll give you kind of a real life application. I can remember when I worked, you know, at a position that I was at a football game with my son, and I was getting emails and texts and just all sorts of, you know, just craziness. And it made a pit in my stomach, you know, and then fast forward just, you know, like a year later doing the exact same thing and thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I'm here. I've got everything taken care of. You know, I don't have to worry about texts and calls and things coming in because I'm the head cook and bottle washer. If I didn't have things prepared, then I wouldn't have left. You know, I probably still would have went to the game, but I would have had to work a lot more, you know, later on that evening, but I wouldn't have been busting my chops about it. So, you know, the difference between being on someone else's time and being on your time is just polar opposite. But I will tell you, here's the thing. You're on their time. You should be on their time. You're building their dream, and that's okay. They're going to want to, you know, keep a whip to your behind because you're building their dream. They don't want you slacking doing it, and you shouldn't do it for your dream either. So here is a call to action. All right. Here's your first step, you know, for week one. Track when you feel the most energized and productive. And those are your power hours. You know, those are the times when you could be building your dream business. So understanding your natural rhythm, your guys, you got to love podcasting, all right? Especially when you got a stutterer. I don't edit this stuff out because, you know, I want you to do the same thing. Understanding your natural rhythm is the first step to designing your ideal work. You know, so today, if you have found this information helpful, please don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. And if you're ready to take action, visit my site, WesWyatt.com. Go on and put your name and your email address in there and get to the newsletter. I'll get you additional resources to kind of support your journey and give you lots and lots of, you know, more tips, tricks, and nuggets. You'll get access to these podcasts sent directly to you if you miss them. Lots of other things. But then the other thing is if you have questions, go to the bottom thought bubble on the bottom right of WesWyatt.com. You can access my chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I will get back to you promptly. And lastly, visit WesWyatt.com/disclaimer for all important context regarding this podcast. I can't thank you guys enough for being part of another episode of Market You First. And until next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.